It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, coming live from the 2013 NRA show, Houston, Texas. I'm here with the Pendletons, Gordon and Bruce from Pendleton Safes. Guys, welcome. Bruce, I want to talk a lot about, initially, the safes that everybody sees on the show. And we've got a couple of different versions. Let's talk about those. First, the green ones that are down there on the end with Jim.
Those are the Knight Series. That is our largest in capacity. Both those safes are set up. One is set up for your handguns, mm-hmm. and the other is a combination safe that we did long guns and handguns at.
They attract a great deal of attention from people, not only because of their shape, they're round, and that means that they save space.
Well, and not only that, it's just you're never leaning guns against the wall. You know, the gun you want is always the gun that you're going to remove.
And that's the rotisserie system.
That's right.
So none. I remember this when you were there helping and getting them installed. You said nothing's ever in the back.
No, it's not. Everything's in the front. And what's nice is you get to handle your guns more or less without having to handle your guns. I like them because everything's organized. You really it's impossible to unorganize that safe. So the gun that you're looking to use is just a press of the button away.
Right, and there's some top-line features to those safes, too, the dehumidifier system.
Well, yeah, all our safes come with moisture control. Mm-hmm. It's better than dehumidifiers because you don't have to deal with the water. It's heating elements and a 285,000-hour fan motor mm-hmm. that constantly dries the air. So they come with warning lights, indicator lights, letting you know if everything's functioning properly. So as far as dehumidifiers, I think it's the best thing in the market right now.
Yeah. Another thing that I really like about those particular safes is it's automotive technology in the paint.
Well, it is. That's people might notice the safes with the reflections in it. The on the television set, it really doesn't do it justice. They're a five-day process, base coat, clear coat, automobile finish that we – it's PPG that we – wet sand and buff all the way to 3,000 grit paper to give it that luster. It becomes a piece of furniture. You know, it's something you put in your collection in it, something that you should be proud of.
You know, people definitely notice them, and we get tons and tons of feedback because they're seen in every show.
Well, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want people to see their gun safes. And for the people that you know, the safes are, in, you know, hidden, then they don't need that. That
right.
PPG finish. We do
right.
offer a standard powder coat textured finish, which is, it's nearly a savings of $1,000. So.
That's interesting. And then I think that kind of leads us down the next line, and that is gets us into the Revolution line. And that's, kind of describe for me, Gordon, a little bit about how Pendleton and Revolution come together and how some of the technology crosses over.
Well, Revolution licenses the technology from Pendleton Safes to offer the rotating gun management.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brought to you in a package that's more affordable that people have been requesting.
And to differentiate, the Pendleton Safes are in that round form, space saving. The Revolution Safes are a more traditional box shape, is that correct?
Exactly. It's your standard looking safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers you the revolving gun management,
which
along with
right.
It.
Well, you have the benefits of never having a gun in the back. Your guns don't touch each other, don't bang together. Nothing's leaning against a wall or anything like that. But it's something that maybe broadens the consumer base for the two brands because you may not be able to afford a $5,000 or $6,000 safe. The Revolution offers some of the same technology, but makes it more affordable.
Exactly, without the bells and whistles to get down into a price range that everyone can afford.
Okay, that's fantastic stuff. And how have they been received here at the show? I mean, you got people crawling all over them in the booth.
Everybody loves them. They're being received very well.
Excellent.
And one thing to keep in mind, if people are interested in getting one, these are a limited time offer this year. We brought them to the NRA show. It's the first time that they've ever been seen. So if people are interested in getting one, they probably want to do it before the end of the show.
So this is more of a proof and concept kind of thing. This is we're going to test the waters and see if this is going to branch out before carrying it further, or is that kind of the feel?
It was just it's the plan that we put together. We wanted to show all the folks at NRA because, you know, this is the largest gathering of people in the gun industry that the public can see what's going to be coming out in 2014.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Well, terrific, terrific interview, guys. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you for having us.
Outstanding.